Have the class write it down. Tell them something, what I'm sharing with you. And as a member of the Society of Jesus, we have dropped our vocations, United States, to the vanishing point. To live faithful to religious vows in today's world is very difficult. Well, even both you and we have vowed ourselves, though in marriage is vowing to God, fidelity to the woman you married until the death is your death or hers. Living this kind of selfless love, needless to say, is not easy. In one sentence, it means carrying the cross. But hear it. There are two statements I wish to make. First of all, it is not impossible to live this selfless life with the grace of God. But you married men will need, do need, a lot of grace. That is why you've got two more full days of the retreat to go. You'll need a lot of grace. In God's name, pray, receive the sacraments. And secondly, you will need extraordinary grace. But to live a happy married life, both parties of the marriage must think the same way. Some of you no doubt are married to a non-Catholic wife. But I repeat, you are the channel of grace to her, no matter what her faith is. Already on earth, selfless love produces such peace of mind as nothing else can provide. I know what I'm saying. I know many people, by now thousands. I know happy people. I know many unhappy people. The only truly, deeply happy people are those who are loving others, dealing with their spouse and their children selflessly. Selfless love produces such peace of soul as nothing else on earth can provide. Nothing else. And, shall I say better still, in the life to come, the reward of selfless love is to enjoy the possession of God. God will be possessed only by those who have lived a life of selfless love here on earth. You might say, I know so many people, including church-going Catholics, that moral appearances do not love as selflessly as you're telling us to love. Well, only God knows who will get to heaven. But this, I think I must say, heaven is not reached easily. know the language of God's revelation, both scripture and tradition. Reaching heaven is difficult, is demanding, and the hardest commandment for us to observe, I know what I'm saying, is to love others selflessly. I have one more thing to share with you. This, by the way, is the official Jesuit prayer book. Here's what the prayer says. It's on the virtue of charity. Lord, there's no virtue I need more than charity. None is more important for peace and harmony. None can be practiced more often or more ways with greater demands on nature and the resources of grace. None is more pleasing to you, since you told us, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples." On the last day of fidelity, this virtue of charity will determine our eternal destiny. In your wisdom, give us the norm for the practice of charity, namely, to love others as we love ourselves, to do to others, but have them do to us. If I ask myself whether I prefer to have attention paid to me or be overlooked, whether I prefer to be smiled or frowned upon, to be complimented for the good I have done or ignored, have my defects passed over or paraded before others, talked about by others, do I prefer to be spoken to or passed by in silence? Whether I prefer to have interest shown in my interests, have no one care how I feel or what I think, be asked to cooperate with others, or snubbed when I offer to help? The answer in each case is obvious. Where I am concerned is obvious. Yet this, dear Lord, this is the standard, the norm you want me to give to others, indeed with everyone in my life. This is the index of my love of you. I am lying if I love anyone less than I love myself. Teach me, dear Lord, to learn this law of charity. You love me only in the degree which I love others, and help me by your mercy for your daily practice until you call me to yourself. Amen. No words of mine to be clearer. This is what the selfless love we are to practice to everyone who enters our lives. God consciously and deliberately puts difficult people into our lives. No one in his right mind would dream of claiming to love others as I love myself is easy. Yet this is a commandment of the living God who became man in the person of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, help me. Help me to love, especially those who you placed nearest and dearest to me in my life. Help me to love them as much, as deeply as I love myself. Because this is the model that the world needs. The model of Catholics living selfless lives and thus winning souls to Christ, who died on his cross out of love for us. In effect, telling us, die on our cross out of love for him. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or phone 773-267-1195.